Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, July 24, 2006.
Israeli soldiers used heavy artillery to shell civilian areas in Gaza, killing 3 residents and injuring 15 others. Hezbollah leader Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah stated that Israel's ground invasion into southern Lebanon will not prevent Hezbollah from firing rockets into northern Israel. Meanwhile, the Israeli army continues its attacks on civilians in the West Bank.
These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
On Monday afternoon, Israeli soldiers used heavy artillery to shell civilian areas in the Abraj al-Nada area, north of Beit Lahia, in the northern part of the Gaza Strip, killing 3 residents, including a child, and injuring 15 others. Palestinian medical sources reported that the Israeli army fired shells towards residential tower block number 10, killing 3 residents. 3 of the 15 residents injured remain in serious condition. The residential tower was badly damaged during the strike, and hundreds of residents have fled their homes fearing further Israeli attacks. Dr. Muawiyah Hassanan, head of the emergency unit at the Palestinian Ministry of Health, said that 2 of the killed residents were identified as Sadiq Abdul Rauf Nasser, 27, and a nurse identified as Sa'ahdi Ahmad Naim, 30. The body of the 3rd civilian killed in the attack, a Palestinian child, was severely mutilated and dismembered, which made it difficult to identify him immediately. The child was later identified as Saleh Ibrahim Nasser, 15 years old.
A Palestinian source reported on Monday that the Israeli Air Force shelled a house that belongs to a leader of the Islamic Jihad in Gaza City. Resistance fighters of the Islamic Jihad Al-Quds Brigade responded by firing homemade shells at Al-Majda in southern Israel. Israeli military sources reported that one of the 3 shells struck close to a sensitive facility, but did not reveal any further information. Furthermore, the Al-Aqsa Brigade, the armed wing of the Fatah movement, claimed responsibility for firing 2 homemade shells at the Israeli Negev town of Sherat. The 2 armed wings reported in separate press releases that the shelling comes in retaliation to the continuous Israeli attacks against Palestinian and Lebanese civilians. The Palestinian Ministry of Health said on Monday that Israeli occupation forces have killed 39 first aid workers, doctors, ambulance drivers, and nurses since the start of its summer rain military operation on June 28th. In a statement, the Palestinian Ministry of Health revealed that the occupying Israeli military denied access to 23 ambulances belonging to the Ministry of Health and the Palestinian Red Crescent Society, as well as seizing bodies of victims from ambulances and several governorates across the West Bank and Gaza Strip.
Hezbollah leader Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah stated on Monday that Israel's ground invasion into South Lebanon will not prevent Hezbollah from firing rockets into northern Israel. In response to reports of diplomatic efforts to end the fighting, Nasrallah said that his main concern is ending the Israeli attacks on Lebanon, though he is additionally open to discussing other initiatives. He also ruled out any negotiations unless it involved a prisoner swap, in which Hezbollah would free the 2 Israeli soldiers in exchange for Lebanese and Palestinian prisoners being held in Israeli jails.
The Israeli Army Chief of Staff, Dan Halutz, responded to Nasrallah's statement, stating that the aim of the Israeli military operation is to strike terrorists and to capture whoever could be taken. According to a senior Air Force officer, Halutz also reported to have ordered the Air Force to blast 10 buildings in South Beirut for every rocket Hezbollah shoots at the Israeli city of Haifa. Hundreds of Lebanese civilians have already been killed in the 13-day offensive, while bombardments have caused severe damage to civilian complexes such as schools, hospitals, residential buildings, and commercial properties, including the largest milk factory in the Bekaa Valley and the Lebanese broadcasting channel television station, both of which were hit over the weekend. Layel Najib, 23, a photographer for the Lebanese magazine Al Jarris, was killed by an Israeli airstrike on her taxi in southern Lebanon yesterday. Although she is the first journalist to have been killed in the conflict, at least 11 other news teams have been directly hit by Israeli airstrikes, and a technician with the Lebanese Broadcasting Corporation was killed Saturday when a missile hit the station transmission tower.
Israeli forces have invaded Al-Doha town west of the West Bank city of Bethlehem and took Raid Zakaria, 28, as a prisoner on Monday at dawn. Troops invaded the town from several directions, surrounding Zakaria's house before searching it and ransacking his family belongings. The soldiers then took him to an unknown location. Also this morning, the Israeli army stationed military checkpoints at the entrances of the West Bank cities of Tulkarem and Jenin, preventing residents from travelling to Nablus. Troops only allowed passage to residents who have ANORA ID cards and those aged over 60 years old. A few ambulances were also allowed to go through. The Israeli army claimed that they are putting the three cities under total siege. Soldiers forced scores of people to go back as residents tried to use unpaved farm roads, adding to the duration and difficulty of their travels.
Also today, the Israeli army took three prisoners in a pre-dawn invasion to the Beit Al village and Nor Shams refugee camp near the West Bank city of Takaram. Several army jeeps stormed Nor Shams refugee camp, and soldiers conducted a wide-scale house-to-house search campaign of residents' homes before taking Fuad Ghanam, 22, and Yosef Zindek, 18, to unknown locations. Meanwhile, another company of soldiers invaded the nearby village of Beit Al, searching several houses and ransacking them before taking Muhammad Almer, also to an unknown location. The Israeli army took two more prisoners on Monday morning, one at an Israeli military checkpoint near Araba village and another during an invasion to the Sanor village. Both villages are to the west of the West Bank city of Jenin. Muhammad Abni Oda was arrested at the military checkpoint at the entrance of Araba on his way to work. Troops stopped the car he was in before forcing him to strip naked. The troops then took him to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported. Muhammad Habiba, 33, was also taken to an unknown location after troops stormed his family's home, ransacked the place, and forced the family into the street at gunpoint.
Thanks for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today with the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. Brought to you by James Brownsell,
Stacey Miller,
and Kassan Banora.